Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. I'm over in Dawson at Dawson Boyd High School. I'm going to take some time and get to know the Dawson Boyd robotics team, who have a big competition coming up this week up in Grand Forks, North Dakota. We'll talk more about that in a little bit. So what we want to do now is get to know everyone on the Dawson Boyd robotics team, and we'll start with you.
My name is Colton Peterson. I'm an 11th grader, and I'm on the build team.
Okay, and what does the build team do?
We build the robot according to the rules, and we make it to complete the challenges in the game.
Okay, so Colton, you got to educate me a little bit here. Does each robotic team, each school, get the same robot and all the rules?
We all get the same rules, but the robot is, we get like a frame, that's it, and then we just build it up from there.
Okay. So you got a competition coming up this week. Tell us a little bit about that.
We go up there and we compete for about 2 days, and whoever wins gets to go to Houston.
Oh, wow. You want to go to Houston? Didn't you go to Houston last year?
Yeah, we did.
All right. You want to do that again, I suppose?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell us how long you've been on the robotics team.
Since seventh grade. So what's that? 5 years?
5 years. Are you a senior?
I'm a junior.
Junior, okay. All right, what do you like about being on the robotics team?
I like building the robot. That's about it.
Okay. Is it challenging?
Yeah, quite challenging.
Okay. So how many people are on the build team?
It's hard to say.
Okay.
Ten maybe.
People.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, and so what's the goal? What's your goal as a team, robotics team? You have a goal?
To win.
To win. Okay, that's a good goal to have, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Got any favorite memories since you've been on a robotics team very long?
Favorite members?
Yeah, memories.
Oh, memories.
Yeah. Any funny thing happen? Anybody? Who's the clown on the robotics team? Anybody?
I'd say Fudge.
Fudge. Who's that?
Clayton, right here.
Okay. Okay. Any memories?
Going up to Houston was pretty fun. I think that's like the highlight of it.
Okay, good. All right, thank you. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you.
So you're the comedian of the team?
Yes.
Okay. And your name?
Clayton Ellis. My name is Clayton Ellis.
Okay. And what's your job on the robotics team, Clayton?
I am the build strategy to build the field elements of the play field.
Okay. So what's all that entail? A little detail on that.
Well, it's basically part of the team that build the field elements of the game, like how the theme is. And
oh, okay. So does each school have the same goal when you go to a competition? How does the competition work? Big question there.
Yeah.
A lot of components to the competition?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we'll probably deal with that later then, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you like about being on a robotics team, and how long have you been on a robotics team?
I like about the robotics team is the just the team members, getting to know everybody. And
do you meet every day?
No, not every day. It's like scheduled weekly.
Okay. So it's a weekly thing. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And what's one of your memories on the robotics team?
One of my memories, maybe last year, okay. Houston.
Yeah, everybody's going to say Houston, huh? All right. Best of luck this week.
Yep.
All right. And your name?
Brody Stanky.
Brody?
Yep.
All right. What's your job on the robotics, Dawson Boyd robotics team?
Like Colton, I'm on the build team, but I'm actually the leader of it.
Oh, you're the leader of the build team. Okay. So are we looking at the robot right here?
Yes.
All right. Explain to our listeners, does it have a name?
Maestro is the name
Maestro,
of the robot.
Maestro, okay. Yeah, explain to our listeners. You got a face with a mustache on. What's that?
It's his face.
Oh, it's
you know?
A face. Okay. So what's the robot do specifically?
It picks up the ring that you see inside of it right now, and it shoots it out with those blue wheels.
Shoots it out?
Yes.
How far does that go then? What, you shoot it where?
Into the speaker. That's what they call it. It's the goal that we have to get into.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Well, that looks pretty complicated to me.
It's actually not.
Oh, it's not. Okay. But a lot of things going on in that robot.
Yep, that's all the wires.
All right. So you helped build that then, huh?
Yes.
How long does it take to build a robot from scratch?
So this one probably took us like 20 hours in total.
That's it?
Okay.
Well, that's a long time, or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right. How long have you been on the robotics team?
5 years.
Okay, and what's some of your favorite memories?
Probably winning in Grand Forks last year. That was really fun.
Oh, so you went up there and won in Grand Forks?
Yes.
You want to repeat then?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, great job. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, who do we have here?
My name is Gannon Andrews. This is my fifth year on the robotics team. I'm a junior, and I am the lead programmer as well as the driver for the robot.
Okay. So the lead programmer, what does that do entail?
So after the build team is done with building the robot, it's my job to just tell the robot how it should do its jobs, like how fast the wheel should spin and how far it should throw it.
Okay. All right, and how far can you throw that little ring?
Feet-wise.
Yeah, we can...
Way up in the air?
Yep, 6 feet, which is the challenge, as well as we can throw from probably 3 feet away from the goal itself.
Okay.
Which is really great for being able to score.
So programming, that's computer work then?
Yes, it is.
So there's a driver?
Yes, and that is my job as well.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
So after, when we're actually completing in the challenges, I'm the one that just drives it around, and I have a partner that will run all the other mechanisms, and our goal is just to shoot as many notes as we can into the speaker as we can.
Okay.
Wow, that seems pretty complicated to me.
Yeah.
It
is. Does everything go smooth all the time?
Nope, but later in the season, usually everything falls into place and works perfectly.
So if something happens at a competition and something goes wrong, you got to correct that then, huh?
Yep, we try to finish out the challenge with whatever problems we have, and then we usually go back to our pit or to fix up the robot and fix whatever went wrong.
Okay.
How long have you been in robotic?
I've been on the robotics team for 5 years.
5 years? Okay, what do you like about being on the robotics team?
I really like going out and driving the robot during competition, as well as seeing all the other teams and planning out strategy with them.
Oh, okay.
And a favorite memory?
Being out on the field when we won. Everyone was so excited because we were all going to Houston. We jumped around, laughed. Couple hugs.
Okay. A couple hugs. A couple hugs.
Yeah.
Awesome. How many people are on the Dawson Boyd robotics team, roughly?
30-ish.
30.
25.
Oh, 25. 25, 30. Okay, yeah. Awesome. So that was a lot of hugs then, 25, 30 hugs, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good luck this week up in Grand Forks.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, we've talked to boys so far, but we got girls on the Dawson Boyd robotics team. Oh, and we'll talk to them in a little bit here, right now, I guess. So what's your name?
My name's Elsie Weavey.
Hi, Elsie, how are you?
Good.
How many years have you been on the robotics team?
I've been on the robotics team for 5 years now.
Okay.
Yep.
And what grade are you in?
I'm in 11th grade.
Okay. And so what is your job on the Dawson Boyd robotics team?
I'm the lead of the Intel team, and the Intel team will fill out these forms at the competition, scouting other robots to make sure that we pick good robots to go on our alliance.
So you're kind of a scout?
Yep, we have, the whole team kind of works together to fill out the forms and watch the robots throughout the matches.
Oh, wow, okay. So that's a pretty good, important job then, huh?
Yep,
okay.
Yep.
What do you like about your job?
You get to watch the matches and like keep track of what's happening, so that's pretty fun.
Okay. What's one of your favorite memories?
My favorite memory was winning last year at the Grand Forks Regional. Okay. That was pretty fun.
That's the same, all the hugs then?
Yep. Okay. Yep.
Okay. Looking forward to do that again this week?
Yep, hopefully.
Okay.
Yep.
Good. All right, thank you. And who do we have here?
I'm Natalia Ritter.
Hi. And how long have you been on the robotics team?
This is my fourth year.
Okay, what do you like about being on the robotics team?
It's a lot of fun to be with friends a lot and like be a part of something, I guess.
So why did you want to be on the robotics team? What got you interested?
I've always liked robots, and although I don't work on the robot itself, it's fun to like be around it.
Okay. And so what's your job?
I'm the head of finance.
The head of finance. Wow. What's all that? Obviously money.
Yeah, I manage all the transactions and like record all of the sponsors and donations we get, balance the checkbook, make financial reports, stuff like that.
Now, being a robotics club or a robotics team, that's pretty expensive, isn't it? It's not cheap.
Yeah, definitely.
You want to throw around some numbers or not?
Probably not.
Okay. But it is expensive, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
That's why you do fundraising, right? Yeah. And you have a fundraiser coming up, don't you?
Yep, on the 15th, we're having an open house.
All right, tell us a little bit about that. And if you're listening, it'd be a good time to donate to the Dawson Boyd Robotics Team.
We're going to have a free will donation, and we're going to be selling turkey sandwiches, and we're going to, like, tell everybody what we're doing, show a little bit about the robotics, all the different parts, and meet like all the team members and stuff.
Okay. And where's that at then?
It's going to be in the egg shop at the school.
Okay. And that's kind of where we're at here?
Yep. We're just next to it.
Okay. All right. And that's Friday, March 15th. From when?
5 to 7.
All right. And you can come hungry, right?
Yep, definitely.
All right. And donate. You asking people to donate too?
Yes, please.
Okay. Yeah, and please help the finance director out, right?
Yep.
All right. What's some of your favorite memories?
It's hard to pick one, but probably just being at competitions and being with friends. And, like, we also play, like, board games at night and do a bunch of team bonding on our trips.
Good. What kind of team bonding have you done in the past? Anything come to mind?
We've done laser tag. We've done go-karts, arcades, stuff like that.
Who won at laser tag? Do you remember?
No, we played a couple different games. Okay. You could just go whenever you wanted, but I'd like to say we won.
Okay. All right, thanks a lot.
Yep, thank you.
Who do we have here? I think I've interviewed you before.
Hi, I'm Becca Harding.
Hi, Becca. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
What grade are you in?
I'm a junior.
Junior? How long have you been on robotics?
This is my third year.
Third year. And why are you on the Dawson Boyd Robotics Team?
I really like STEM, and it's just a way to get into it.
Okay. All right, and what is your job on the team?
I'm the head of fundraising.
I had a fundraising, so you're like tired or what, right?
Yep.
So you kind of work together with her?
Yep.
Okay. So what fundraisers have you done in the past?
We've done meat raffles, we've done burger feeds at Riverfest, and we're doing the open house in a couple weeks too.
Okay. If people want to donate to the Dawson Boyd Robotics Team, can they just drop off a check at the school, or how can they do that?
Yep. Just come bring it into the office, and Chelsea will take care of it.
Okay. What do you like about your job?
It's really fun. I get to I help make the money, but also not just making money. I also help plan parties and help.
You help plan parties?
Yep. So
I want that job. Is it fun?
It is really fun.
Okay. What kind of parties have you planned in the past?
We've done
pizza party.
We've done a leap year party and a Christmas party, too.
Oh, nice. Any favorite memories?
From last year, when we went to Olive Garden, Gannon was eating his breadsticks with a fork and knife, and we couldn't stop laughing about it.
Who was that?
Gannon.
Gannon.
Andrews.
Andrews, okay. Wow, I've never seen that before.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Have fun. All right. And you?
My name is Jeremiah Stevens, and I'm the team lead for PR.
Okay. Team lead for PR. How long have you been on the Dawson Boyd Robotics Team?
This is my second year.
Second year? So you're kind of new, huh?
Yep.
What grade are you in?
I'm a junior.
Okay. And why did you join the robotics team?
I was kind of peer pressured into it by some of my friends and their parents. So.
And here you are.
Yep.
What do you like about being on the robotics team?
I really like being able to like connect with the community and see how much support that they give us. And I like going to competition and seeing other people's robots because we all have the same goal, but we just have so many different strategies of reaching that.
Okay. And so your job is what again?
PR. So I manage like the social media and all of that sort of stuff.
Oh, you're the social media guy then, all right?
Yep.
You do a great job, by the way.
Thank you.
I follow you guys.
Thank you.
Okay. So when you're up at competition in Grand Forks, will you be doing a lot of social media live?
Or? Yeah, we do a lot of posting on our story on Instagram, and we do daily recaps every day or just like fun stuff we see. Okay. We're posting all throughout the day, so watch for that.
Okay. So that starts, when's the competition start?
We'll start posting on Wednesday, but the competition officially starts on Friday.
Okay, and give that, how can people follow you again on Instagram?
Our panhandle is, I think, at DBHS Robotics. It's Team 6146.
Team 6146.
Yes.
All right. And you're on Facebook too, right?
Yes, we are.
Right. You do a great job with that.
It's really not as hard as it may seem. Okay. It's just time-consuming most of the time, but it's fun. I enjoy doing it.
Good. I'm social media guy at the radio station. I know what it takes.
So yeah.
It is time-consuming, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Any favorite memories?
Well, being this is my second year, I haven't been here for a while, but I thought going to Houston was a lot of fun last year, and just spending time with friends and all that sort of stuff.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Yes. Thank you.
I'll be looking for your posts.
Good.
All right. And we are last one here.
Hi, my name is Carmen Brewer-Stuft, and I'm a junior.
Okay. Carmen, what's your job?
I am the lead of marketing.
Lead of marketing. Yes. Okay. And tell us what that's about.
Oh, I got to help design the new uniforms that we're wearing this year. Oh. Thanks to all of our generous donors, we only had to pay for half of them, which was awesome. So we got new windbreakers and hats and some new fun merchandise ideas. So we're really looking forward to that. I got to help plan the open house and some parties with Rebecca. Just a lot of connecting with people. We got to make gift baskets this year for some new teams, some old teams we've worked with before.
Okay. So what the uniforms look like?
Oh, they're pretty simple. They've got our yearly logo that we use every year on them. They're going to say our names or your nickname and what you do on them.
Okay. So that sounds like a fun job to have.
Yes, I like it a lot. I do. I get to work with some pretty amazing people who are pretty talented.
And why are you on the robotics team?
Well, let's be honest, I kind of got pushed into it my first year. But
By who?
My friend Natalia, pretty much. Okay. but I really enjoyed it, and I decided to do it again. And I just love meeting all the new people and the new experiences. And I did not know, like, anything about robots until I started. And now I like to say I know a little bit more.
Good, good. And a favorite memory?
Oh, my gosh, probably going to NASA in Houston, seeing all the cows, which is kind of random.
The robotics? Wait a minute now. The robotics team went to NASA?
We got to go
in Houston.
Okay,
Houston,
yep. Trip. Okay. Yes, we got to visit NASA, which was incredibly cool. Got to learn a lot of stuff there.
Maybe they'll shoot one of your robots up in the space sometime.
That would be super cool.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that's your Dawson Boyd robotics team. Again, they'll be competing at Grand Forks, North Dakota this Wednesday through Saturday. And there's that open house Friday, March 15th from 5 to 7 in the Innovation Lab here at Dawson Boyd High School. And a free will donation meal, smoked pulled turkey sandwich, chips, cookie, water, in the egg shop. And so come on over and support the Dawson Boyd Robotics team.